Rapaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Many atheists give an argument that we as Christians have a circular argument when it comes to the authority of the Bible. The way they argue, in their way of thinking, that we argue is that we claim that the Bible is true because the Bible says it's true. Now, there may be some Christians that try to argue that the Bible claims it's true and therefore it is true. That would be a circular argument. By the way, almost all arguments in philosophy end up getting down to a circular argument. The question is it viciously circular or not? That's for a topic for another day. However, the issue here that we have to address is, what is the argument that we as Christians should be making for the authority of the Bible? It is not that the Bible is true because it says it's true. No, in fact, what we should be arguing is the Bible is true because its author cannot lie. By the virtue of the fact that the author of the Bible, God Almighty, cannot lie, therefore what he says has to be truthful and therefore can't be an error. If there are no errors, it is by default true and authoritative. That's a logical argument that is not circular, and that's the argument we should give. If you have questions you want us to answer, you can email us at info@strivingforeternity.org.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.